Triple M Alpha Breakfast. I now have Sarah Stanley on the line, who is the president of the Shire of Collie. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I've got to touch on this. We saw it in the papers. The headline, cash flows to restore the Collie River health. I didn't realise there was anything wrong with it, to be honest. It's one of the most beautiful rivers I've ever seen.
It is a gorgeous river, but it's something that's really important to our community, so we've got to make sure we continue to do work on it and make sure we keep it nice and healthy. We do lots of work in different areas, so and this is just one of the areas that needs attention.
Now, we've seen $40,000 has been approved going towards local projects. What is the $40,000 going to go towards in regards to the river?
So that particular piece of funding will go towards the restoration of the Bent Street water stop, which holds the water level up a bit higher, particularly through the dry summer season, so that we keep that depth there, so that it sort of helps stop the Nardoo proliferate so much, and it just looks a lot better and a bit more flow as well.
Now, the river itself, I imagine, is around the centre of your tourism at the moment as well.
Yeah, there's lots of things happening in the tourism space, so our Collie River is a really important part of that. It sort of meanders through the centre of our town, and it links together many of our beautiful natural assets as well.
100%, and obviously all the activities that go along with it as well.
Yeah, kayaking and swimming and fishing and marinating in season and all those sorts of great things that people love to come to Collie and do, sort of all centre around the river, as well as, you know, we've got beautiful spots where people can just laze on Minnanup Pool and Sandy and all of those great spots that people can discover.
Is the funding the right amount, or would you like to see more getting put into it?
Oh, look, we'll never say no to more funding. I mean, the health of the river is just such a big project, so we kind of have to split it up. We've had a river restoration plan that sort of held us in good stead for the last 10 years, and we're just at the moment going through the process of renewing that and working out what our next priorities are. But it's a big beast because, obviously, the drying climate, we've got issues with with the amount of water that flows through the river. Also, you know, weeds is a massive issue throughout the whole Collie River. So,
oh, really?
And throughout everywhere. But, you know, it's not a problem that's just unique to Collie, but obviously it's something that we need to keep on top of to make sure that we keep the health of the river there.
Well, we've seen some amazing projects come out of Collie recently. We know the speedways just recently being done up, those beautiful bike trails that were just opened a few weeks ago. It's great to see that more initiatives are being happening for Collie, and it really is starting to become a massive tourist destination.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you walk through town at the moment and there's just, you know, cars and utes with kayaks and bikes and all sorts of things going on. So it's really exciting to see that we've finally been discovered from a tourism sense. I mean, we've had this beautiful world potential for so many years, and we've just seen a big influx of people jumping in cars and coming down and seeing what we've got to offer, which is just amazing.
No, that's great. Sarah, thank you so much for your time this morning. I do appreciate it.
No problems. Thank you.
I've got the Southwest editor on the line, Jamila Dawson. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you going?
I'm doing well. We're going to talk about what is coming out in the Busselton Dunsborough Mail. First off, what's hitting up the front page this week?
So this week, the Georgiana Molloy Anglican School has actually gotten national attention, with the principal mentioning in a newsletter that he was going to take some of the Year 12 English books off the list.
I had heard about this. Romeo and Juliet was one of them as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I guess what we talk about is he actually takes a bit of a back step on the original newsletter he sent out. So it doesn't look like the books will be banned this year, but next year there might be some changes.
Excellent. So more to catch up there and reading that article. Also, for Valentine's Day, the Busselton Library is doing something special.
Yeah, that's right. So Busselton and Dunsborough Libraries will be holding a Library Lovers Day, where people can come in and write a love letter and also get a mystery book to read.
Oh, there you go. That sounds pretty nice. Way to meet someone, maybe?
Yes, maybe. I mean, they're calling it having a blind date with a book.
Yeah, there you go. Pretty good. And obviously in Busselton, the Jetty Swim, you got to talk about that. How did that all go?
Oh, if you didn't go down there, you really missed out. The conditions were absolutely perfect, and they had nearly 2,000 swimmers in the water. And it was an exciting finish too, with the first two swimmers only 2 seconds apart.
Jeez, that's not long at all.
No, it's not. And I mean, it's such a great event. We love being able to take photos, and we've gotten a whole heap of them for this week.
That sounds good. Everyone can check that out in the Busselton Dunsborough Mail. Thank you so much for the chat today, Jamila. Happy Valentine's Day as well. I'm just going to keep saying it, just as like almost like an emergency warning to guys out there that are forgot about it and they've got in the car this morning and gone, sorry, wait, what, mate?
Today's the day. You've got to fulfill that commitment.
You just buy some flowers or something, mate. Buy a card. Here's an option for you as well. If you want a card that smells like KFC chicken, well, they're rolling this out. I don't know if you can get it here in the Southwest. I assume not. But if you can, I don't know if you'd want to either. They've got cards, nice Valentine's Day cards, that smell like chicken.
Oh, it'll be popular somewhere else.
Oh, I don't know where.
Someone will be keen enough on that, hey?
To me, that'd just be annoying where you bring me a chicken-smelling card. And
Personally, it's a hideous idea. But
well, I'd be like, where's the chicken? And then they'd be like, oh, no, it's just the card. And I'm like, get it out of here.
How disappointing. What are those cards called in them anyway? What do they say? What's the deal?
Well, they've got some interesting messages on them, to say the least. You know, you'd expect normally it's like, you know, be mine or love you or be my value. You know, all that sort of stuff. Sure. I choose you with the train on the front. Very, very popular one. But these, they've obviously gone for the puns. One of them is, I'd be with you all the time if only I could. You make me feel so finger-licking good.
Yeah, if I get that on a card, I don't think you can take that seriously, could you?
I hope you don't take it seriously. The other one would be, you have the secret recipe to my heart.
That's almost cute. Almost.
No, it's not. Nowhere near. And this one, I don't know about this one. I fell in love the moment I slaw you.
Yeah, that's shocking. That's terrible.
Yeah. No, that's not good. Who's thinking of coleslaw when they think of KFC anyway? No. But anyway, look out for those. Or buy a good gift. I don't know. This is a bit sad news to wake up to. The passing of Michael White. Tributes are starting to flow in for Michael White. He was a member of Thompson Twins, of course, that 80s pop band. And sadly, passing away at 58.
Always sad to hear when our classic hits artists leave us all too soon. Al, of course, he's in the Thompson Twins indeed. Most well known for Hold Me Now.
Yeah, and a ton of other songs as well. Sad news, and local as well, actually living in Perth.
Yeah, originally from the UK, but ended up settling in Perth and becoming a lecturer at UWA. So obviously a very smart man and a best-selling author too, 43 books, a very creative and talented man.
Yeah, he caught up with Today Tonight in just about maybe 6 months ago last year. This is what he had to say there as well.
Australia, and particularly Perth, was like home from home. It was like another county of Essex with sunshine. Being an author, you can live anywhere, and particularly now in the internet age. My agents in New York and my agent in London both said, you know, stick to the day job of writing non-fiction. My editor did in London. I met him for lunch and he said, stick to the day job. And anyway, I changed agents and and my new agent took it to Frankfurt, the book fair, the annual book fair. And within a few days at Frankfurt, she had sold it in 20 languages.
There you go. Definitely a lesson in that as well about, you know, just keeping at it, tenacity, if you want to make it in the business. And he didn't take no for an answer and, did very well for himself, publishing an absolute ton of books.
Yeah, 43 indeed.
Yeah, really good stuff. Very, very talented. Gone too soon, 58, way too young. But, yeah, rest in peace, Michael White. Heart goes out to the family, mate. And obviously we'll keep your legacy here at Triple M with hits from the Thompson Twins.